You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The penalty should have been way harsher, right? They should have suspended them for the next couple years in the playoff. Man, they stole the World Series.
From your Dodgers.
From everybody.
Yeah.
It's just not my Dodgers. They had to go through other teams to get there. Didn't they go through the Yankees?
Yeah, in the ALCS. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I feel the same way.
That cost even, Joe Girardi his job, probably.
That's what I'm saying. So, even though, and it was so funny as we were talking about this, I was pulling up my picture, Z. That's my picture from Game 7.
Oh, this is with Key's wife here?
At the Dodgers. It's Game 7, Jay. That's Game 7. And I wasn't happy because I knew, well, I didn't know at the time, but once I learned that something fishy was going on, that's the only way they dominate us that way. We know, man, please. They cheated.
He just sounds like somebody on Twitter.
Oh, my God. He's just
He doesn't even sound like a host. He just sounds like some fan on Twitter. That's the only way they dominated us in L.A. They cheated.
They cheated in L.A. Can he explain that L.A. Game 2 loss and the Game 7 loss in L.A.? Can he explain those?
Cheated.
Because the only way they won is they cheated.
He just explained it. They cheated.
Oh, they cheated. That's how they won Game 2 and Game 7 in L.A. So they set up the monitors at Dodger Stadium, and they pounded the trash can. No. And you know how they beat New York? Well, New York.
Yeah, probably cheating.
Probably cheating, seeing as how New York scored, what, 3 runs in 4 games here? Mm-hmm. In 4 games, what, they scored 3 runs?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, or something. Was it 3 or 4 runs? 4 runs in 4 games? Whatever the case may be. They cheated. So the pitchers were cheating when they were getting all of the Yankees outs. Oh, that's right. They didn't cheat. What, the pitchers didn't cheat. That's right. Wait, what? You dumbasses. Oh, they cheated us. Listen, Key, your Dodgers suck every year. They lose every year. It is not on the Astros. The Dodgers are gags. They suck. They continue to suck. Kershaw sucks.
God, this is so good. I was talking with Rob. I asked him yesterday, buddy in the neighborhood. What he said, you know, if we got through, I'd rather not face the Dodgers. And I said, yeah, I don't know if I said, you know what I'd like? I want them to lose here, but not because I don't want to face them, because I do think if you beat them again, it might end people. I mean, it might end certain people in L.A., but the joy of having them lose, because then even if you lose, the Yankees fans can be, yay, you lost, but you didn't do it. And not only did you do it, didn't do it, you didn't even get here. Like, it's going to be a little bittersweet for Yankees fans or Dodgers fans. A's have got to feel sick because they thought, we finally got them. Nope. Fires lost to the Astros. Was too scared to even pitch ever at any point during this season. Never did the A's go to him once. And I kind of want the Dodgers to lose now just so if the Astros do lose, well, you know what? I almost used the B word. But you know what, puto? You didn't get to do it either. I didn't. I used the P word.
Are you sure the P word is better?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't do it. You didn't get it either.
So sorry.
Sorry about Kershaw.
Oh my God!
Bad.
It's just stop
lo
whining.
Siento, puto.
They cheated. They stole it from us. We would have won. No, you wouldn't have won. No, you wouldn't have won because you find a way to lose because you suck. You're the Dodgers. It's what you do. It's what you do. It's your Kershaw. You get your ass handed to you in the postseason. You suck. He's got a 5 ERA in the World Series, a 4-something. In the championship series, his ERA is 2-something, I think, in during the regular season.
Yeah.
And it continues to go up as he goes through the playoffs.
Pobrecito. That's what we say.
I don't want to hear it, Key. Oh, my God. I love it. I love that they're winning. Love, love, love that they're winning and sticking it right to everybody. Alfonso wants to talk about Carlos Correa. What do you say, Alfonso?
What's going on, guys? Good morning. I can't remember exactly when it was, but I do remember, I think it was before the start of this season. And both of you guys were mentioning the idea of trading Correa, right? And claro. You know, initially, okay, you know, huh?
I said, claro que sí.
And initially, you know, okay, we can maybe think of the idea, but if we look at it now, I mean, this guy is being clutch. And to me, this guy is, if you think of a guy in the dugout, when a guy is having a down game, and, you know, I can picture Correa as being the guy who's being outspoken and getting these guys fired up, man. And honestly, the value that this guy is having on this team right now, to me, it's huge.
You're right.
And this guy's being clutch. I mean, he's being clutch this entire postseason. And to me, that's a huge value. And I'm glad we have him and you know, because he's being clutch, and that's what we need right now.
You're right, Alfonso. And, you know, it's a real weird situation here because there's no getting around the fact that Carlos Correa in the regular season and the postseason, they're different guys. But you can be amazing in the regular season and fall backwards in the postseason like Harden has done at times, and people feel really good about him, but by the end of the, you know, by when it's all said and done, he hasn't been a monster. Carlos Correa has been a monster. You look at the, remember now, Carlos Correa has played in 61 postseason games already. 61. In the regular season, John, his batting average for his career, .276 with an .833 OPS. That's pretty good. Not superstar. His batting average in the postseason, .263, but the OPS goes up to .865. His home run total goes up to 17. He has 17 home runs and 257 at bats. You know, his highest home run total is like 21, or it's something like that, 24. What Carlos's best home run total in a given year is 24. In 2017, he had 24. But in the postseason, he's got 17 homers and 257 plate appearances. Just basic math, just double it up to get to 500 plate appearances. That's 34 home runs. It just shows how much more power he has, how much more clutch he is. 6 home runs in this postseason already. Carlos has had multiple walk-off home runs and base hits for wins mm-hmm. in the postseason. Mm-hmm. I can think of 3 off the top of my head. So, I mean, that's what's special about him. Now, he's going to get paid for what he does in 162. Well, his paycheck will come with what he does in the postseason. But the reality is, the 162 for Carlos, he's not as dominant as he's an elite shortstop. He's not as dominant. But then once you get to the playoffs, what Alfonso said is right. Like, who's the most clutch? Right now, it's going to feel like Correa. But is Springer not that clutch as well? Springer took the first pitch and went yard. Springer's hitting bombs right now in the postseason. Springer was the World Series MVP. Wait, what about Tuve? Oh, yeah, that's right. He had 3 home runs against the Red Sox, and Tuve did this and that and the other. He's killing the ball right now in the postseason. Like, I don't know who the most clutch is. I know all 3 of them, and we haven't talked Bregman, who has been mega clutch, and he's due. Bregman might be the guy who comes through today with the home run. There's a good chance that Bregman could be the guy that gets a big hit.
I'd love to see Altuve not run the bases today. Just jog around the bases. Just hit home runs because your base running, holy crap. Kill it. I mean, if you're not Altuve.
How about Bregman's play at third base yesterday when he was running in to get Margot?
Oh, that was huge.
That's such a hard play.
Yeah,
and he makes it look easy. His throws are almost always perfect on those two.
Yep. When Altuve bounced another one yesterday. Bounced another one and got... What are you running to... With one out, dude, don't get thrown out at second and then get picked off as well. Man, I love Altuve, and he's been so money at the plate, but goodness gracious, he's just some of the things he's doing in this series is just, what the hell, Altuve? What the hell are you thinking? 812 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
When we come back, we'll play Jay Williams because the crying about the Astros didn't stop. And this one's like, well, the commissioner. And the tears taste delicious. You know what else tastes delicious? Well, not really taste delicious, but the testosterone that Men's T Clinic is treating you with is going to really move you back into the category of where you were in your 20s or 30s. And you know what? Maybe you've never been there. But your testosterone level, maybe from a hereditary standpoint, it's always been a little low, but it's been above, you know, the borderline of where you're supposed to be. If it drops below that, they will treat you. And not only will they treat you, you will see tremendous results. And the first thing you're going to see is an abundance of energy that will come back to you. The second thing is you're going to see better lean muscle mass. You'll start converting that belly flab into lean muscle mass. And that happens after 2 or 3 months. But the overall benefits from testosterone treatment are so unbelievable that that's why, you know, most insurance companies will pay for that, because they understand that that quality of life is a big, big deal for you. Menstclinic.com. They've got so many different services for men. Make sure you check them out. There's 5 locations around the Houston area. Go find one nearest you at menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is what baseball deserves. Rob Manfred, you wanted to do this? You wanted to grant them immunity? So fine. Now they're going to be back in the World Series. I mean, granted, they're down 3-2. Tampa Bay, the Rays can still win this whole thing.
Right.
But watching Correa and everybody last night, I mean, it looks like they're trending in that direction if they can get there. But if you don't take precautions and provide penalties by saying, hey, for a year, a couple years, you are banned, you've opened the door to allowing a team who then went, had a pandemic. It very much fits the theme of 2020, doesn't it, Zubin? You have a pandemic. There are no fans in the stands. All of a sudden, there's not that extra momentum to use against them. They're finding their rhythm. And now all of a sudden, they have a chance to be back in the World Series.
The Astros are going to go to the World Series. That makes my pee-pee hurt. Oh, where's Coach K? I need to cry on Coach K's shoulder. Where's Coach K? Man, Coach K wouldn't cheat.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, that's right, Zion. How much did he get paid to go to Duke? Oh, that's right. But the Astros cheated. Oh, gosh. Oh,
pick
I feel
and
bad.
Pick and choose.
That's
pick
everybody and choose. Picks and chooses. All right.
Pick and choose.
That's fun. That's fine. I don't. You know what? I don't give a rat's ass. I don't give a rat's ass. All of the criers, all the haters, man, I hope they get there.
Eric,
I hope
Lake.
They come back and be. This is already historic. This is only the fourth time in history a team's gotten to game 6 after being down 0-3.
You got Fromber working. Your best is on the mound today against a guy who is usually one of their best, but just this year he has been. He spends a lot of time playing video games on Twitch. He's not getting much sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Blake Snell, bro, I'm trying to just get, I need to get to the next level, bro. I can't sit here and try to get my bullpen day in, bro. Why are you talking to me, bro? We don't have time for this, man. I'm just going to get, man, put my pitch count on 75, bro. I'm trying to get back to my game, Kevin Cash. Well, okay, Blake, but this is the playoffs. I don't care about why you think I want to die. You think I'm going to risk my life for this, bro? I'm not risking my life for this, bro. I hope he doesn't risk his life today.
I'm afraid he is risking his life today. I'd be scared
for
if
what?
I was him. For Carlos
why
Correa hitting a line drive right at his head.
I know. Or Springer.
Yeah. No.
Did
well,
you,
Carlos
the by
middle.
The way, can we talk about Carlos's disrespectful home run? When he hit it, I only saw this angle one time. I only saw it play one time. Where they stayed on him, and he hits it, and he looks at his, and he like, he's looking at the home run, and then he turns and glances back at Anderson, like, and then he starts his home run stuff. But the turn and the quick stare, you know, Choi did a bat flip. These two teams, they're not baseball purists where they're trying to. No. Oh, I'm sorry, but you did that, and you need to wear this one up around the neck. They're like, well. Yeah.
Well,
hit yours in, bro. You can do what you want to do.
Guess who's catching one around the neck today? Marcelo Zuna.
Oh, yeah.
With his selfies.
Yeah.
Rounding the bases.
Yeah.
Oh, he's catching one.
Yeah, that was. Now, that's considered.
He stopped at third base.
Yeah.
Took a pretend selfie.
Bro,
And it's that kept running.
That's one that if this weren't the playoffs, you'd be fighting.
Oh my God.
Because that one's like stepping over somebody in basketball.
Well, the Dodgers can't afford to hit him right now, though.
There's a difference between, look, people in basketball who love the base, who like, oh, baseball's got to let people celebrate. They're celebrating, but then there's certain things that are considered like stepping over a player when you've dunked on them or hanging and trying to put your junk in their face whenever you're hanging off the rim. I've done that lots of times. But if you, that's like.
You mean you were the guy that we got the junk out?
No, I was the junk. I was the junk hanger.
You were the junk hanger?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I used to dunk. But no, in basketball, that's not considered okay. When you get try to get stepped over, people try to clown you. That's not, no, never in basketball is that okay. That's not okay.
No.
There's certain things in baseball. There's a difference between celebrating. Watch Carlos right here. Watch him look back. Oh. There's certain things that are celebrating, and there's certain things that are not okay. Nothing I don't think has been out of bounds between Tampa and Hugh. I don't think, and especially walk-offs to me, I feel like walk-offs are almost like the deal's off on walk-offs. Whatever happens on a walk-off to me, as soon as that ball crossed the thing, as a pitcher, you're done. You don't get a say.
Oh,
they get a celebrate.
Joey bat flips now is no big deal. Actually, what Bautista did would be no big deal today.
It's 5 years ago that happened.
Yeah. I mean, it would be no. How about Choice yesterday? You're right.
I don't even think about it. I'm not mad about it.
You know
the
what?
Selfie thing is probably going too far in the middle of a game.
Yeah, no. But the Dodgers can't do anything about it because they're down 3-1. You can't. They just can't hit. They can't afford it. They can't afford they need to
send out they need to send out Joe Kelly.
Oh, Joe Kelly.
Kelly gets things done.
He does get things done.
Yeah, Joe Kelly is a.
Yeah.
It's a good guy. He's never on a team that ever cheated.
No.
Joe Kelly is what's right about baseball.
He's right about everything.
Yeah.
He's the hero.
Joe's a great guy. He's a hero.
He's the hero.
He's a hero Major League Baseball needs to straighten things out.
Let's get Tom in here on ESPN 97.5. We say Tom.
Morning, guys. I'm glad you just brought up Joe Kelly because that's part of my point here. I've been a Cubs fan since I was 7. I'm 43 years old. I've lived in Houston for 10 years. And the 2017 World Series, cheating or not, was one of the best things that ever happened to this city. The way that Major League Baseball has treated the Astros, I did not like the Astros prior to moving to Houston. I have grown to love these guys because of what Major League Baseball has done to them. They have turned them into martyrs. Everybody outside of Houston calls them cheaters and blah, blah, blah. But people like Keyshawn Johnson don't want to ever acknowledge that they've got players. He's got players on his favorite team that were part of the Red Sox team who are all.
We were also cheaters. Let me tell you what
the Red Sox were cheating.
Here's what Eric Layden has told me, and I'm not going to give up names, but Eric Layden said that he has talked to somebody in L.A. who is part of Major League Baseball, but not on the team side, but on the, you know, in the baseball offices, who told him, oh, we know it's Astros, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. And Eric's like, what? Yep. He goes, Dodgers too. We just can't. The problem is, they can't get corroboration from players.
Lance, you're silly. It was not as egregious as what the Astros
did. Yeah, it doesn't matter what any cheating is found. The answer's already.
It wasn't as egregious.
Right, right.
Okay, no one is worse people than the Houston
except
Astros.
The Yankees literally used the video room as well.
Yeah.
The Yankees literally used the video room as well.
So did the Red Sox. So did the Red Sox. That's already proven. They already used it. They used it too. But
you know, in 2019, they showed this again. Like, 17, yes, 2019. What's the argument about your Yankees getting ruined in 19, Keyshawn? Because here's the thing. They showed the Astros picking up tip pitches from Glasnow. They went through the whole thing on the pregame show the other day. They showed where his gloves were, how they got it. You remember when after Alex Bregman came up, you know, crossed home plate, and he went to Carlos, and he starts talking to him, and you can see him giving him instruction. And then Jose Altuve, after a hit, was pointing something at the dugout and was talking, and they picked up tip pitches. That's classic baseball. That kind of tip pitches and even sign stealing is classic baseball. For the uninitiated, mm-hmm. they might cry because their pee-pee's hurt and they need to put something on it. But for real people who aren't giant crybabies and who understand baseball's history, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with picking off signs. If Ole Miss picked off Alabama signs like Alabama claims, that's when they hold those signs up, those pictures of Greg Brady and a dragon and a flying monkey from Wizard of Oz and, you know, a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell that they just got rid of. Okay. If they figure out what your little signs are, what your codes are, it's on then. Too bad.
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's up to the it's up to Tyler Glasnow to fix his own stuff. It's up to the Yankees to change their signs if they're worried about it. It's up to the Red Sox to change their signs. It's up to the Dodgers to change their signs. Stop. I'm so glad that the Dodgers hopefully will be eliminated. I'm so glad. Clayton Kershaw forever is going to be known as a gag artist, one of the great left-handers who was total trash in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
No, but the Astros stole it from him. The Astros stole it. Let's get Troy in here. What do you say, Troy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, ESPN should have named his show the Crybaby Clown Crew. That guy's a straight-up idiot. You've got listeners that love you guys getting on here and bashing him the way you do. He is a straight-up moron idiot. I can't stand to listen to that show. How Golic and Wingo lost that show to them, I have no idea. I've got an idea, but I won't say it on the air.
Thanks for
doing a great job, guys. Keep it up.
Don't worry, Dell's saying it.
What, Dell?
Like, I can't, look, I sometimes feel like I'm perceptive. I don't know where he was going with that.
You don't have any idea?
No, I don't have any idea.
How did they get that show, Dell?
Dell.
Well.
Dell, how did they get that show? Are you noticing any trends?
They went from Golic and Wingo and Golic Jr. to a guy named Zubon, Keyshawn, and Jay Will. I don't know how it came about.
I don't know you.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know what he was referring
to. It's almost the same show.
I'm not sure what he was getting at.
It's almost identical shows. It's a seamless transition.
But actually, a lot of their topics are the same. Astros are the worst people in the world.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Senator Sassy is here.
Sassy.
So yesterday, John called his office in Washington and asked the guy if he knew that the senator... Do you have the audio?
I don't have him calling the senator a douche.
On we had it yesterday.
Call him a douche? There's no proof of that. There's zero proof.
There's 100% proof of it.
I mean, I can go back to about 9-something.
So the Nebraska senator, during a Supreme Court...
There's no evidence whatsoever that I called the senator a douche.
You can listen to it, third hour of the podcast.
Well, people who didn't hear it, first of all, you really need to hear it. Secondly...
Well, some people don't even know who Senator Sass is.
Senator Sass is a senator from Nebraska. It's a confirmation hearing of a Supreme Court justice. It's kind of a big deal in our country. And he spent the first 4 minutes said, I'd like to talk about the Houston Astros. And he made all these jokes and they're cheaters and all this. And then he called out his friends, John Cornyn and Senator Ted Cruz. And everyone laughed and had a good time.
Were miserable cheaters. Sorry, Cornyn and Cruz. Both of the Texas senators sit on this committee. But I think all baseball fans know that the Houston Astros cheat. They steal signs. They bang on cans.
Mm. They do other horrible things.
Lots of horrible things.
Yeah.
He went on and... am I lying? It's at least 3 minutes long.
Look, that guy was having a good time a couple days ago. Now he's been recorded taking really big shots at the president. He's probably not having such a good day today.
Yeah, I don't know that he's
And having... he also got a very serious, stern message that's going to be given to him by his guy up in Washington where he said, why does he sound like a huge douche? Do you know that he's a huge douchebag? I don't want to comment on that. I just will pass the... So John did that call. I had to leave. I got so nervous and uncomfortable that I had to leave the room for a second. Then John called the Lincoln office and was a little nicer to the lady.
I was nice. I just wanted to know why.
But now here's the senator.
Why
Senator
does he
Sass.
Talk funny? And he's
Senator Sass is right here.
Senator Sass is calling the show now here on ESPN. Hi, Sassy. How are you?
Well, good day, gentlemen. Listen... How could you possibly call me such a thing? Where is this John Gardetto?
That's me right here. Right here, Senator.
Senator ran out of material.
Oh.
What you stand for, sir?
What's that,
Senator? How could you support him?
Because they're great guys? Because they're great people? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What other horrible things that you mentioned that they do besides, you know, besides the stealing signs thing? What other horrible things do they do?
Well, first of all, they're not from Nebraska. Oh, the greatest
thank
state.
God.
That's true. It's not.
That is true.
That is a hotbed of baseball.
Have you had our Midwest chili sauce that Zerline always talks about?
No. I have. Yeah, Skyline chili.
No, that's Cincinnati.
That's really Cincinnati. Yeah, that's not.
Senator Sass, I appreciate you calling in, but don't you think you have other things to answer for?
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was a leak of you talking about our great president, and I quote. The United States now regularly sells out our allies under his leadership, the way he treats women and spins like a drunken sailor. Do you think that was appropriate to say about the president of the United States?
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor?
Senator,
hey, good luck today, boys. Good luck today.
Senator,
love the show. Take care.
Oh, look at
bye-bye.
That. Surprise, surprise. A politician avoiding the issues.
He doesn't really sound like he's from Omaha to me.
He starts singing a song. He sounds more like he's from Deer Park.
Yeah. It doesn't really sound
the Spring Cypress area.
Like the sassy senator that we heard in the hearings.
He was very sassy on that tape call.
Was he sassy on the tape call?
he had some things to say.
In 2020.
He's not messing around now. He's calling out the Astros, Trump. He's going to be calling out. He's sassy now.
He is sassy. There's
what
no question about it.
What else is he, John?
He's a douchebag.
There we go.
Oh, there it is. Look at that.
Yeah. He's a douche. Yeah. Douche Lelouch. That's what he is. It's time, 8:30 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about my peeps over at the Loken Group. TheLokenGroup.com. Listen, if you're looking to sell or buy a home, this is the group that you go with. They have even buying a home as well, because here's the deal is they have access to more homes than anybody. They have access. If you're selling your home, they have access to more buyers than anybody. What they do is they create an atmosphere almost like it's an auction for your home. There are so many examples of just 2 days and offers and 7,000 over asking price, 2 days, 46 showings. Listen, if you don't want to do any showings, they'll make you an immediate cash offer as soon as they get to your house. But to achieve top dollar for your home, you need an agent who can create that auction-like effect. And if you're worried, you don't want to worry about your home and the price that you, because you come to them and you tell them what you want, and they're going to be, you know what? They're going to say, let's be reasonable about this. Let's make the best price that we possibly can, and let's make people, then people will start bidding against each other if we put the right price out there for it. Or, you know what? We'll buy it from you right now. And that's what they do every single day. They're the best. It's not even arguable. The average days on market for them is 32 days. The average for the average agent is 49 days. You're looking for the best. It's thelokengroup.com, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com, 281-861-4624. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'll tell you what, we got Limo Guy today, so we got to pick a contestant. So I'll tell you what, at exactly 840, you call in 713-780-3776. Gives time for all of you listening on your apps or whatever, however you're listening. We can't do it. We're not going to do it immediately because there's some people who are lagging behind. So at 8:40 exactly, you call in 713-780-3776 and caller number 10. You are going to play Limo Guy. You pick five games. He picks five games, NFL games, against the spread or the under/over. And if you beat the Limo Guy, which the guy did last week, he beat him last week. With double bangers, he picked Oppo of everything Justin picked, and Justin won two games, so he won three. So if you beat limo guy, you are going to go to Del Frisco's in a limo there and back and a $200 gift card. How's that? So that's awfully nice.
And can I throw something in?
Mm-hmm.
If you have any child who doesn't have an eyelid or you know somebody, Eyelids for Kids is going to also give you a 10% discount off of treatment there, or we will.
I thought it was free for the kids. That's why it's a charity.
Yeah, I mean, it is for certain kids.
What? Oh, certain kids not?
What is? I got to look into it, but I think it's like it's low-income children.
So,
a certain number.
Or the low-income
children. All right, we'll do for free. That's fine.
What?
What do you?
He's disgusted now. He's got to do it for free.
You mean a charity that he fake started? He doesn't want to do it for free?
Yeah, I don't.
You were actually going to charge kids to give them eyelids? What kind of horrible person are you?
Well, I'm sorry. We raise money to pay for most of it. It's almost like a deductible.
No, what?
We don't pay. We can't pay for every kid's eyelids.
No, but that's the eyelids point.
That kids, is the point.
Eyelids for kids.
No,
that's what the song that we sing. Not the same.
Yes, it is.
It's a different jingle.
You didn't stretch it out this time because you forgot. So, yes, it is the same.
It really could be eyelids repair, eyelids replace. Sleep like replace.
What kind of awful person are you?
There's a charity that kids? I partnered with called Eyelids for Kids. It gets kids with no eyelids money. You can Venmo me and I will get it to our people
back
who are
on that
raising
fraud. He's back on that fraud.
Money. And this all started because John, somebody said, what will it take to get you to release?
All systems go.
All systems go to the general public.
But so you started
and I said,
a fake charity.
What if? No. Yes. It's already out there. I've partnered with them. We're looking for a good
who's
cause.
Who's them?
Huh?
Who's
the
them?
The people from the thing.
What
can
people?
We talk to,
from EFK.
Let's talk to the,
can you bring
can we you, the CEO? You know, of
sure,
for
at
kids?
Some point.
You know
yeah.
what would be great? So talk to them so we can help them raise money. Let's talk to
yeah.
them.
I'll have to reach out. I know that they're not in the country right now.
What? Oh, are they
quarantined?
Are they getting more foreskin? Are out collecting or what?
We collect from different people who are willing.
Also, yeah. Also, if you missed it yesterday, the kids' eyelids, the replacement eyelids, are going to be foreskins that have been circumcised
by Tim Tebow.
By Tim Tebow when he's on his missions.
Some of them. Some come from cadavers.
Eyelids. Actual eyelids are dead people foreskin.
Eyelids for kids. Eyelids
of dead people, not foreskin. We'd never do something that disgusting. Sleep like repair, sleep like replace. Eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids.
But you know, you said no. Too
that's
late for
that. Different.
No, it's not. You forgot about it earlier.
And several people sent me money on out of nowhere on Venmo.
You know, you
and
said
so now I've got that in my Venmo. And now Dell and John claim that I am now.
You defrauding people.
I am now, from a true legal standpoint, part of
felonious fraud.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You said the people are in quarantine, so we can't have them on. They have phones. Yeah. We can't talk to them?
No, they take your phone as part of a quarantine in third world country.
How much money have you collected so far for Eyelids for Kids?
Like $11.
Well, you better pay all that back.
$11 or $12. A lot of people
said,
hey, you know what I had at Roostar yesterday?
What?
Bulgogi fries, thick cut fries with beef, with Ooh. Shaved beef over the top and like a salt. Oh, bulgogi fries have changed the world. And of course, fat. And you've had the fat rice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the fat corn.
Yeah.
Street corn.
Oh, with the egg,
with
on
the
it?
Egg over
oh,
it.
It's delicious.
Oh, Roostar is my jam. Yeah. And they're open at 10:30.
Oh, my gosh. How perfect.
We're going to see if they can donate some stuff for me. I just. $1,000 of gift cards to Roostar for the Eyelids for Kids, and then I'll give it away for charity at some point. Hmm. Eyelids for Kids.
$1,000 gift cards? You just going to give those away for charity?
We'll let people give money for it.
So you're
raise
gonna,
money.
So you're going to get...
All Systems what? Go comes out.
So what? You're going to get $1,000 worth of gift cards and then collect the money that's paid for them by the listeners? Is that what you're doing?
At some point. Or... We just hang on to the gift card and just see what happens.
I feel like you're...
Maybe I spend it and then I take that out to kids who don't have eyelids. They can get bulgogi fries, stuff like that.
What's your Venmo for people? Cause they
I don't want to give it out today.
okay.
Because I've noticed you guys are very generous that you really do want to help.
The kids. Yeah.
You know, the whole fact that right now we're going to have to go through some legal stuff.
What's the number for the for a not yeah, not, what, not your no no not that number What number did you choose for
Demo?
10? Okay.
What is number 10. Caller number 10 is going to play Beat the Limo Guy. So let me ask you this. What's the website again? Because we didn't give that out yesterday.
I got to check because I know it's under... I think SiteJab's working on it right now.
Oh, SiteJab's working on it?
Yeah, because I know they had something that was too long.
I don't think SiteJab wants to be associated with
it. Somebody's already taken eyelids for kids. I'm pretty sure
SiteJab wants to distance itself. But okay.
I got to get that from the...
SiteJab, he's put on this now too, Del.
From the president. It is a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Then where's the money you're getting through Venmo going?
And what's that? What is that?
It's going to go directly to eyelids.
Hmm.
So...
To surgeons putting them on.
I do find it weird that a already established charity is allowing an individual to use his Venmo to collect money. Wouldn't they already have something that they can send money to?
Right.
Yeah, they do, but they're out of town, like I said.
What does that have to do with anything? The bank account's not out of town. You could just, or the setup is not out of town.
You usually Venmo them. Venmo? Don't worry, I'll have something for you later next week for their Venmo. It's probably going to be
Their Venmo doesn't
EFK.
Work.
2020, something like that.
So they don't have a Venmo yet.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
So, yeah. You sure? Well, then you can't. Why don't you call the CEO? Like you're the people you're working with.
Yeah.
He's in. Where is he?
So for example,
he's in Australia right now.
I wanted to donate money to EFK on Monday before you brought this up. Where would I have sent money to?
By then I wasn't as tied in with them. We had our meeting on Tuesday.
Ah.
We had a Zoom call from Australia.
Oh, you do? You got a Zoom?
We had a Zoom.
You had a Zoom?
So, trust me, that's where I found out they said, wait, they don't have access.
We're not even lawyers, and we're breaking you down. You'd be awful on the stand.
You're not breaking me down.
You don't have answers for
I don't have all the answers, but I got a lot of them.
What?
Helping kids
what?
Who don't have eyelids get eyelids for money? I mean, for money, but no, it takes money to do it.
No.
John does ALS charity. I do EFK charity.
Does John ask the kids to pay? Part of the surgery, or do you do
know.
That, John?
I don't know. Doctors have to get paid.
No. We raise money.
Surgeons
for the kids
get paid.
And, you know,
and that money goes to
goes
the kids.
To the kids.
Yeah, as opposed to them having
this
to pay
goes to
a
the
percentage.
Directly to the doctors for the eyelid surgeries, so the kids can blink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it's like not to blink. It's terrible.
I don't know what it's not.
Yeah, because you have eyelids.
Like.
Congratulations.
But you know what? I would not do
what
I would not. I would not get involved with a charity that's asking me to pay money to get eyelids.
Why don't you just stop and say I would not get involved in charity?
Yeah.
Why don't you just stop
charity?
Right there?
Ask Joel Blank every time he's asking for money for, you know, animals. I donate.
I don't
you.
Believe that.
That happened. I get thank you letters all the time from that organization.
Lance, appreciate your willingness to bring eyelid foreskins to those in need. That's not what we call it. We just call it
eyelids for
we
kids,
call it
not
eyelids
for
kids.
Skins.
Safe like replace.
It's not eyelids for skins. It's not.
Not it.
It's eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids.
No, don't drag it out. You've already ruined that.
I just feel like people just don't care.
No, I feel bad about you know what I feel bad about is everybody who wasn't watching the Astros drinking Coors Lights yesterday. We threw down.
Do you go harder before a game winning home run? Or do you go harder after a game winning walk-off
home
run? Oh, no,
we had a couple afterwards to celebrate, too. But no, we're...
Does anyone shotgun it?
Well, here was the problem. We were on pace for like one every half inning, and we had to... I was like, hey, we need to slow this down a little bit. I don't think we can go 18 during this game, I'm pretty sure. So let's just try to slow this down.
Yeah.
So we paced ourselves a little better.
But then you
we
went
won an inning.
Longer after the win. Then, do you drink less Coors Lights after a loss or...
You got to drown new sorrows too. So,
but what if you have a game-winning home run? You got to celebrate.
You got to celebrate.
Yeah, it's kind of either way.
It's a win-win. Yeah. It's a win-win with Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. It's the official beer for me, of anything I do. It's going to be the official beer of Game 6 and the Cougs tonight. What? It's the official beer of my gosh, are we going to have a big time today? That's right. It's Friday. You want a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing beer? Coors Light, baby. Climb on. I'm telling you, you are going to love it. It is Texas chill, and you know it's Texas chill as soon as you see those blue mountains. If you're looking for just the world's most refreshing beer while you're watching your games today, the official beer, Coors Light.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
La pelota en dirección hacia territorio del Jardín Central. Carlos Correa, Duque, a lo profundo.
Decía un viejo coach en Cuba, no llegues nunca empatado a la novena entrada.
That was so the Spanish call. And
so good. So good. Man, that was fun. When that ball left the park, it was so good. He couldn't have come at a better time. He said he told Altuve and he told Presley, I'm ending it. And he walked out there and he did it. That is focus. That is so much. I mean, Lance Berkman talked about it. in those clutch situations.
Who's a savage? Who's a savage in the box now?
Who's the Astros are savages in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Those are the real ones.
The Astros are real savages in the box. You were right all along.
They're the real ones.
Adele was poo-pooing the idea, but you were right all along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their four runs were savage.
Savage.
What were they after they scored the first three? What did the stat come across? They were like,
they like to rest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're taking a break.
This is pretty much what they do all year is they score early and then rest.
Yeah,
well, at least in the playoffs. And then they rest for a few innings. Mm-hmm. A lot of times several.
Make you uncomfortable a little bit, doesn't it? When the thought of Cy Snead or Christian Javier or Fromber coming in when they're not supposed to.
By the way, in
extra innings.
Before I just want to get this in real quick. Sounds like Dell needs to check his eyelid privilege, says Jason in the H.
How's that? That doesn't make any sense.
You do need to check your privilege.
How so?
Because you have eyelids and you're privileged.
Yeah. Why? Oh. Because I'm trying to make sure you don't force kids to pay for their eyelids?
Oh, okay. Well, look what this guy said. My nephew got some eyelids from EFK, and now all the kids at school ask if he can eat ants with his eyes now. That's not. Well, he still has them.
Eyelid time in Houston.
TJ says, why did La Raza start broadcasting? That was a Spanish call.
No, it was not La Raza. Man, there's a lot of foreskin. No, that's not. That's not. It's eyelids for kids.
Eyelids for kids. You keep playing that. It's not the same.
Kind of the same.
Let's get
John in here. He wants to talk about Correa. What do you say, John?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Correa, but I was just thinking, if the domain eyelid for kids is taken, you can just use third world foreskin. When I heard you say that yesterday, man, I rolled. Third world foreskin.
It's too just much. A fact.
Oh, yeah. But, thinking of it, that might be taken already on the porn sites. Anyway, the guy called earlier saying y'all wanted to trade Correa and I'm glad he didn't, but I think there are some fans who just don't realize that we're not the Yankees. We're not going to be able to spend $25 to $30 million a year at least on Correa, like those other teams. They got Giancarlo Stanton; he's almost a mirror image of Correa. He's hurt half the time, but when he plays good. So they can do that, but we can't. So I mean, can we spend $25, $30 million? We're going to be lucky to sign Springer and Brantley. That would be a miracle just to sign them two. And now, it would be nice to be able to sign Correa, but at $25, $30 million, I don't think there's a chance. Do y'all?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he gets in arbitration this offseason.
To me, you got to pick at least one. Correa, Brantley, and Springer. You have to pick one of those guys.
Well, it'll be, again, the Astros came to terms with Springer at $21 million. They didn't go to arbitration with him. The Astros went to arbitration with Carlos Correa when he was asking for $5 million 2 years ago, or not last offseason, but the offseason before, and they wanted to give him 4-2-5. So there's a big difference in what the perceived value of each of those guys. Springer's around. Springer plays for the most part. Correa's been hurt. Springer won the MVP of the World Series. Carlos is turning himself into the MVP. Well, he's been the MVP of these playoffs. That's for sure what he's done. But it'll be interesting to see. This will be a precursor this offseason of what exactly Carlos is going to make. This year he got eight. And obviously it's down to a third of that because of COVID. But what do you think his arbitration number is this year, this last year of his deal?
For Correa?
Yeah. It's eight
18?
Right now. It's eight right now.
I mean, at least 15? They don't typically go sky high, but I still think mid.
Well, he was still. No, when you look at his regular season numbers, though, they were.
Honestly, it's more like 13
to 14.
It's
12. I think it's 12.
It's 12?
Yeah, I think it's 12. And that's nine short of Springer.
I would give him money now. And just say, but here's the thing. No, he's coming off of all the. He ain't taking it.
He ain't taking it. No. Maybe I'll sign on a long-term deal that if you could get him at 15, 16 per, and you got to tell him, dude, you've been injured. You got to stay healthy. We got to prove that you're going to be healthy. And honestly, do you really? This was a 60-game season. This wasn't a 160-game season. Carlos Correa has been here, and he's doing this right now, but he hasn't proven yet that he can do it over a whole season. So it's risky business.
Would you give Brantley two at 18? You're paying him even more. Now, he was available because of his injuries, but would you give him two-year 18? Would he take that?
I don't know. Maybe.
You give him a small raise, $2 million a year. It's still another two-year deal. He's not a young guy. He's not old, but he's like an NBA three-point shooter in his 30s. Yep. He can just keep doing it. He can keep doing it. It's muscle memory. He's going to keep hitting. I'd offer him a two-year deal because what you're in essence doing is keeping a certain type of window open for a certain amount of time. This is where understanding your future cap situation makes – the most sense. You know that Zach Greinke is going to roll off at a certain time. Justin Verlander is going to be covered by insurance. I'm almost positive. I think the Astros really have got to do everything they can to keep their core together. Now, I understand their core is probably not going to include Springer, Correa, and Brantley, but Correa is still here. Springer and Brantley are in the immediate future, and Reddick will be gone, but you do have Kyle Tucker and Yordan as the new young guns coming up. Bregman and Altuve are on the books. You know, it's not like you're going to be poor. It's not like you're going to be a poor team. If you have five hitters, you're in good shape. You're in pretty good shape usually in baseball. But the Astros have a wealth of hitters. Problem is, Yuli right now is really starting to get a little. That's starting to get a little depressing.
Yeah, he did hit a ball hard though yesterday, which was nice with runners in scoring position. He hit the ball hard. He hit it at somebody. Boy, you can't put the ball on the ground and against this team. And it was amazing watching the Braves game last night. They hit so many balls right up the middle, ground balls that are through, that are scoring runs. It was like a merry-go-round they had going on that one inning, the sixth inning yesterday, and they were just destroying. And every ball was on the ground, and it was like, how are these balls getting through? Why is it every shot? Every single ground ball, even I don't care how hard it's hit, the Tampa is just gobbling up, and the Dodgers can't get to any of these. Of course, the Dodgers don't use the shift nearly as much as Tampa. I mean, there were so many ground balls up the middle last night. I was like, where are your fielders? Have you guys not heard of the shift? The Dodgers. They haven't heard of it.
Tampa is in the perfect position every single. I have never seen a team that's been in a position like this ever in my entire life.
It's unbelievable.
Wendell, of course. Do you think Wendell? I think Wendell, the ball that hit the base that Altuve got thrown at second, I honestly believe that Wendell would have come up with that. I don't think he would have beat Altuve with the throw.
No.
I think he would have got up, and I think he would have thrown, and I think it would have been close, but Altuve would have been safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Wendell caught that laser line drive, just everything to third and short. The left side of the infield is impossible. Really, frankly, from second base really the entire infield is off limits. You can't hit a ball in the infield. Did you see where they're playing Springer now, like a softball league? They just play four outfielders?
Yep.
I'm like, dude, at some point, can you tell me who's going to be the manager or who's going to be the organization that spends all offseason very quietly bunting and doing push bunts, and then they start laying it down, say, okay, we're going to take a base hit every single time until the team has to recalibrate their shift?
Yep.
Why will no one ever do that?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I just don't get it.
No.
And I know what people are going to say. The analytics group, that's what they want you to do. Well, good. I'm on base. Yeah. It's traffic.
No. Analytics says you don't want base runners. You do not want traffic on the bases. No. That's what analytics says? Yes.
No base runners?
No. When you're playing defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, but analytics also says, why bunt? You're giving up an opportunity to score a run with a home run.
Why bunt and make an out? If you bunt for base hits, analytics is fine with it.
No, but if analytics is fine with it, then why has no analytics team done it?
They never bunt. It's stupid. And yet Tampa bunted the other night.
It's an automatic
hit. They
bunted
all season.
It's an automatic hit if you learn to bunt against the super shift.
Right.
It's an automatic hit.
Right. But they don't have the – it's amazing, the lack of bat control. And these guys – are you kidding me?
I honestly think it's George Springer.
You've never bunted, really,
John. I think the Astros, like all teams, look at it as if you bunt and get a single, you're giving up an opportunity for a double or a home run. And their whole all analytics right now is about scoring runs and bunt. They've changed launch angles because they all say we must hit home runs. Yes. I think the bunt is considered. Forget. I mean, the bunt for a single is like, why would you limit yourself a chance to hit a home run? Because if they're going to super shift me, we're going to at least make them think about readjusting. Because let me tell you what's not working for the Astros. Hitting the ball hard up the middle. That's over.
No.
Because Tampa's on everything.
Yep.
Ozuna, I just watched his whole home run trot. He did something with his legs. He did a Euro step. Then he dabbed on the left center fielder. Then he did the cooking celebration. Then he did the selfie. Like, this is something that would have been in a movie, whatever, with Leslie Nielsen, Police Force, or it would have been in Major League or something. It's astonishing how many celebrations he did in a home run that didn't end the game.
No.
That's the first time I've seen somebody dab on an outfielder. He looked at the outfielder and did it, and he dabbed on an outfielder.
No, it was so disrespectful. I love
that. Look at him. He's in the middle of dabbing right here.
I love that guy. It's 8:59 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk a little second about Chastain Ford. Those are my peeps over at Chastain Ford, and I love what they do. What they're doing right now is they're getting you all of those Ford cars and trucks at an unbelievable price. Listen, when you're talking about $20,000 off of the Expedition right now, please, people. Well, you go to the website. You're going to customize your payments, value your trade, get pre-approved, schedule a test drive, VIP delivery at home or in store. All of this is going on, and so you don't even have to go to the dealership, and you can do it all online. You don't have to ever, ever, ever go to the dealers. The other dealerships want you to go there because they're going to upsell you. By the time it's all said and done, after the deal that you worked on the website, you're going to spend another $3,000. Chastain Ford says, no, we're not doing that. You can buy it at home. That's fine. What you want is what you're going to get, and we're not going to try to upsell you on all of those things, like air in the tires. What? You're charging? What? So you got unbelievable deals. The STX, the F-150 STX right now, $29,999. That's under $30,000 for this vehicle, or just $499 per month. This is happening every single day at Chastain Ford. I used the cargo van last weekend to move. Man, I'm going to tell you what. You want to talk about it. And it starts at only $22,595. If you've got a business or you deliver stuff or whatever you need a bigger vehicle, this thing is excellent. All at ChastainFord.com or at the dealership where service is second to none. Chastain Ford on 610, Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.